Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So here's the other thing that happens with the new coach hires or new signings or whatever with new teams. Like, certain teams have certain traditions, right? Like, if you become the head coach of, you know, the LSU football team, a lot of people that root for LSU have, like, an accent.
Right.
So maybe you go down there and pretend to have one.
Right.
Like Brian Kelly, and then everyone makes fun of you. The Jacksonville Jaguars are located in Duval County, right?
Yes.
And their big thing is they say that.
Yes.
They say it really loudly all the time. So Liam Cohen got hired by the Jags and decided to get in on the fun. And he wanted to say the phrase, and this is what it sounded like.
What the hell are you doing?
Hang on. Let me shut up and let it really breathe on its own.
What
here it
is.
What
are you doing?
Duval.
Like.
He put the emphasis on the wrong part.
I don't understand.
The emphasis is on the do.
I'm here with my family.
Oh, my God.
He put it on the ball.
Because the thing about it is like, I used to love, like,
Duval.
Like, when Jacksonville, when Fred T and all of them were there, we used to play all the time.
Yeah.
And like, we would sometimes come out the same tunnel, and that's where they would be in the back. And you would hear Big Baby and Big Hand, Duval.
You did it really
good.
You know
what I mean? That's, and you would hear that, you'd be like, okay, they coming to get some. And then you got this guy.
Duval.
And I really, you know, not to, you know, not, because that is funny and that sounds ridiculous. It really is funnier with the video.
It's
like
funnier
when you
video.
See him, because he looks, you know, how he sounds in that video.
But yeah, he's the new head coach. We know about some shadiness, what might have happened, what didn't happen. He is the new head coach down there in Jacksonville, and that's all that matters. And I saw a couple of videos from it, Trevor Lawrence, and everybody was there, just like in Vegas where he had Crosby and guys like that. Marshawn shows up in the background. Raiders!
That's awesome.
And everything like that. But yeah, I mean, it's so, I mean, I've always, and I'll ask you this, like, how important is it for a coach to have a good opening presser?
It is not important at all. Now, if you're asking me, Andy Bunker, the 40-year-old radio host.
Yes.
If you're asking Andy Bunker, the 25-year-old sports fanatic, vital.
Vital.
You got to win the press conference.
Right.
But no, we have recent history that shows obviously it doesn't matter. Just think about Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He couldn't even complete
He was so
sentence.
Nervous.
He was so nervous, and we're like, dang, is he going to be able to whatever? Like, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Like, what you do, and we say this all the time, like, you can make things worse in press conferences if, you know, you're dismissive or if you're rude or whatever. Like, you can make things – you can't make things better in a press conference.
Right.
If your team lost the game and you come out and explain why, you still lost the game. You can't fix it there. Now, this is not about wins and losses because it's an introductory press conference. I remember – who was it that got hired here not too long ago? And people were raving about the press conference. I think it was Kirk Cousins when he got signed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? It was like, oh, dude, that guy won the press conference.
Right.
And then, you know, he's not going to be a Falcon next year.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, it doesn't matter. What matters is what happens on the field. But Dan Campbell, same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's making fun of Dan Campbell.
But the thing with Dan was, I know that it didn't surprise me that he said that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, because here's, I guess, why it matters. Because you knew Dan Campbell. This is most people's first time getting exposed to this person.
Right.
I never heard Liam Cohen talk
ever
before.
In life.
Now I think he's a dork.
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
He might be a brilliant head
coach. He might be. If he wins 15 games, if he goes to playoffs so next year, then my opinion of him being a dork or not matters little.
Right. But, I mean, that's why I was asking about the, you know, people, when you get caught up in the coach talk, anytime. The coach talk, and I just, and I, you know, me being around that as long as I was and everything like that, and now covering it, I have the same thought process that I have then. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Some people are better at it than
others. Yeah, they are. And that doesn't mean he's a better football coach or anything like that. Nope. But, I mean, we're having fun and making fun of that. But, I mean, this is the one thing, your initial reaction, like Pete was just being Pete. He came down there looking like Uncle Pete, had his quarter zip with his jersey, had no tie, nothing.
I don't think Pete Carroll's ever had a bad press conference.
Yeah.
But he's had bad teams.
Yeah,
you exactly. Know? Like he's had bad games.
We're gonna save the word. We're gonna compete. We're gonna do all this stuff. Yeah. Everything. Blah blah. This is not a rebuild. You ain't got no damn quarterback, Pete.
It's a rebuild.
You don't have a quarterback, Pete.
It's a rebuild. You know? I understand you got to say that.
Yeah.
Your timeline and all that kind of stuff. Even in Seattle, it was a rebuild. I mean, they tore it down, built it back up. Didn't really get flying until they got the quarterback. Now they got the 6th overall pick. That mock draft I looked at this morning had Shador falling to him at 6.
Yeah.
That would speed things up if he's good, obviously. If he's not any good.
And then like the first, and you never know because you got so much evaluation. I'm talking about NFL teams. Right now, the Senior Bowl's on TV right now. And then we were talking about pass rushers. There's a kid from Marshall. He hit 18 sacks. And I was like, well, let me read up on this guy. And then, you know, I trust Daniel Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I trust him everything. I read up on his thing. And like, they're looking at it from standpoint of how long are his arms? Can the dude play?
Right.
You know?
Right.
He doesn't have long arms. But can he play?
Right.
You know, I think that's always the most important thing more than measurables. Can he play? Now, sometimes the measurables do matter. I'm never going to dismiss them.
But as long as you're like in the general ballpark, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably can't have arms my length.
Right.
You're probably going to be in trouble.
You're probably in trouble.
Okay? But if you run the 40 the way I run it, you're probably going to be in trouble. But as long as you're in the mix and you had 17 damn sacks last year at Marshall, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I know it's not the highest level, but it's still impressive. We're not going to play the clip, but we can just read some of the names. And then it's the perfect sample size because it's exactly how long Terry Fontenot has been the general manager of the Falcons.
Read it to me.
This is ultimately what matters for all these guys we're talking about that are new coaches on teams, because the reason they're new coaches is because the last guy got fired because the team wasn't good.
Correct.
The reason Jeff Ulbrich is the new defensive coordinator in Atlanta is because the last guy got fired because the team wasn't good enough.
Correct.
And if the team's not good enough next year, all these guys are going to get fired,
correct,
including the guy that makes the draft pick.
Correct.
But there was a clip that I saw yesterday from WIP in Philadelphia where they went through the last four drafts,
mm-hmm,
first three rounds, mm-hmm, that the Philadelphia Eagles have made.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty remarkable. There's also a trend, right? They're almost all defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've drafted one, quote, skill position. I don't like that term. I think all these guys are skill positions, but you know what I mean? They, mm-hmm, drafted one wide receiver, a couple offensive linemen. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean,
mm-hmm,
Jalix Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three picks from last year.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys are contributing.
Yes.
They're on the, and obviously two of them are starters on a defense that's in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
2 years ago, it was Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, and Tyler Steen. That's, mm-hmm, a defensive lineman, an outside linebacker, and an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Trenches, and defense. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago was Jordan Davis, mm-hmm, Cam Jurgens, and, mm-hmm, N'Kobe Dean. It's,
mm-hmm,
two defensive players and an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Also, four of those guys went to Georgia.
Correct.
But that's different. That's a different conversation for a different day. And then 4 years ago, it was Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, and Milton Williams. Again, one wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a defensive
lineman.
And
Milton Williams is about to get paid.
Milton Williams had 11.5 sacks.
He's about to get paid.
Yeah. yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, that's an extreme end of it,
mm-hmm,
like an extremely good. But here's the thing, like, sometimes we do this and it's like, man, look what Patrick Mahomes did. I'd love to have that. Well, that's not real. Like, there's only one guy right now that can do that. But, like, this is just drafting players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons literally could have drafted any of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were all available to them because, mm-hmm, they had a higher draft pick than the Eagles in every single one of those drafts.
Correct.
A lot of those guys, we asked for them to draft
because
it would have been awesome if they would have gotten them. And then, you know, do we want to go through the last four for the Falcons or no?
No, we don't have
to. You don't need
to do
that?
You know who they are.
You know who they are.
Yeah, you know who they are.
And some of it is due to injury, for sure.
Yeah,
and that's part of it. But like,
but that's what
that's why they're in the Super Bowl, man.
They're in the Super Bowl because they hit on their draft picks, and the draft picks are contributing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they're contributing on rookie money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you can get your, that's why you see with the Chiefs, obviously got Patrick Mahomes, but their defense, most of them, for the most part, are all still on rookie deals. You know, on their original deals. And so when you look at the two corners that Philly got, if they let go of Darius Slay this offseason, those are going to be you're not paying for three more years.
Yeah, you just re-upped last draft.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
For starters for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't fall off when you lose the heart, the soul, the core of your football.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football team, like they lost in Kelce and Fletcher Cox, and B. Graham, and
you draft their replacements,
and their replacements sit back and learn from them dudes, and they don't transfer portal where they get to go nowhere. They just got to sit there and learn, and so you're gonna have a more successful football team. It helps that you hit on a second round quarterback.
That helps.
Now
you've paid him.
And now you paid him. And then you were able to finagle for a true number one wide receiver. But the biggest thing for them is always be consistent. That damn offensive line. Their offensive line has been always consistent. Lane Johnson's been there forever. He was drafted number 4, I think, out of Oklahoma, and has been there consistent.
They replaced Peters with Mailata. That's crazy.
Dickerson's inside. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they turned Mekhi Becton into damn near an all-pro guard. I mean, this team knows how to draft. They know how to coach.
Draft, develop.
And then their general manager, who rightfully so came back after that Chip Kelly debacle, told Sirianni, I'm going to pick your damn coordinators. All you got to do is not mess this thing up.
Here they are.
And there they are.
And they were able to go get, Saquon.
Yes.
That helped too.
Yeah.
So they draft good. They sign good free agents. They make good trades. They develop guys. And that's how you make the Super Bowl.
Damn right it
is. Simple as that. I think we fixed it.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.